This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Open for Business. My name is Jeff Sandhu, and I have with me two entrepreneurs on the show today. It's Joanne Ho from Happy Bunch and also Spurt Chi Peng from Park Box. And they're both shortlisted for the Alliance Bank SME Innovation Challenge. Guys, welcome to the show. Now, let's talk about the company. Joanne, let's start with you. Happy Bunch, tell me a bit about the company. What do you do and who do you serve?
Sure. Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having us here today. So Happy Bunch, we have been around for 2 years. And so we are Malaysia's first and largest online flower delivery business. And what we do is that every day we curate one amazing arrangement of flowers. We call that the Happy Bunch. And for RM42, anyone can send flowers for any reason or every reason at all.
Wow.
We call that the magic of hashtag just because flowers. And who we serve is people in Klang Valley, obviously, and our predominantly women from about 18 to 45 years old.
But I guess the customers who actually come onto your site will probably be more males and then buying off, or?
Actually, no.
No.
We first targeted men. Uh-huh. We thought they were our target market, but 80% of our customers are women sending flowers to other women.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. All right. Spurt, what about Park Box? It sounds very interesting here because, the name itself, I think, tells a lot of what you actually do here. But, just tell me a bit of the background.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Spurt from Park Box. First of all, thanks to BFM and Alliance Bank. So what Park Box is doing is we provide mobile apps for the councils, which is we help the council on the street parking, that we solve their issues on the, for example, that a lot of machines are break down that the drivers can experience right now. And certain places that we wouldn't know where to buy a coupon, a new coin unfit. So drivers find a lot of hassles in the street. So therefore, we came out with these solutions, which is solving these driving experience problems. And we make the drivers easily and conveniently to obtain their street parking sessions.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. So now we've got a background a bit of both of this company. So let's focus a bit, Joanne, on Happy Bunch.
Sure.
So you're completely online. So you're a digital store instead of, the brick and mortar. What was the reason in this?
Well, I think my background, I came from F&B industry, and I know how overheads can make or break a company. And so the idea was actually to keep overheads really low, to keep our operations streamlined as much as possible, which is why we made the clear decision that we'll stay online and away from, being a conventional florist, like a retail florist. Having the overheads that low is how we contribute to having a low affordable price at RM42.
Mm. Is there anything that you're missing out because you don't have a brick and mortar? Is that, do you feel like maybe presence, on-ground presence is missing, or is it completely not necessary now?
Well, our presence is online. So that is our
footprint itself.
Yeah, I mean, it's like having a retail presence is where people see you. For us, it's being online. That is our presence.
Mm.
So we don't feel we're missing out. In fact, we find it easier to reach people.
Right. And so and all this is one of the reasons that you're online and only online is also being able to charge at RM42.
Of course, because the overheads are so much lower. We are renting out of a very small shop lot. We're not paying sky high prices to shopping malls. So keeping overheads low.
What else do you have to put in order to make sure that price remains that RM42? I mean, overheads obviously is one, but there's a lot more other factors. How do you keep that price? Because that's very affordable especially for flowers, because they're expensive.
And
it has to be fresh as well.
Correct. So two things, like I said, one is keeping the overheads low. The second thing is our business model, the fact that we curate one bunch a day. So we're actually not stocking up on things we don't need. So if today's flowers is roses, everyone's going to get roses. We don't stock up on carnations. And one of the problems that most florists have is because they have 60% wastages. It's very highly perishable products. And because of that high wastage, who is paying for that? It's actually the consumer. That's why you pay 100 ringgit for a bunch. Mm. Yeah.
So do I have the ability to sort of, you know, tell you my own preference, or is it all down to Happy Bunch itself and you will make sure that the person who receives it will have a smile on their face?
So the idea is the gesture behind sending flowers, not so much what the flowers are.
Ah.
So if you are very particular, you know, Dai must have white roses, for instance, then perhaps we're not the one for you. But in all honesty, 50% of our customers order without knowing what flowers are coming up. So they leave it to us. They know that the flowers are going to be amazing, and they're confident enough to pre-order before even the flowers are reviewed.
Wow. Yeah. And satisfaction level must be really high then, because, you know, it's flowers at
the end
of the day.
Exactly. They're so happy. They make the recipient very happy.
Yeah. All right. So which season then do you sort of, you know, get the most orders? And like, is there like, you know, special occasions and stuff like you?
Yeah. The obvious ones, number one, Valentine's Day, without a doubt. The second one is actually Mother's Day.
Ah,
and that's follows
nice.
Not far behind. And for the first year, we actually didn't, we didn't open those 2 days. It happens to fall on a week, on a Sunday, obviously Mother's Day. We decided not to open in the first year. Kind of ludicrous for all florists, but yeah, good for our souls, I think.
So how do you keep up with, like, you know, the rise in demand or a spike suddenly for, you know, Valentine's Day or Mother's Day? And because your flowers have to be kept fresh, how do you go about with your inventory? And, you know?
So the good thing about how we work is that because we order what we need, and we are not stocking up, like I said, we only order the flowers that we need for that day. So our flowers are coming in every single day.
Ah.
Yeah, so compared to your conventional florists, they are stocking up. They have flowers sitting there for a whole week. And our flowers are obviously fresh because they're coming straight from the wholesalers. They're coming straight from overseas and landing in our doorstep the next day. So yeah, fresh flowers and affordable flowers.
Would the delivery charges from the warehouses to your place also have any effect, or is this something that it's just...
From the wholesalers, everyone here is getting from the wholesalers. Mm. So yeah, pretty much the same.
And then from your side, you do the delivery as well. And, how's that been? Like, is it difficult? Because, you know, Malaysians, it's, you know, you serve the Klang Valley.
Sure.
it's a wide area.
Yeah. Logistics is a whole different ballgame, right? It was one of our biggest challenges in the beginning, but now it's part of the business. You know, our business, that is part of our supply chain. So we are in the business of delivering happiness. So happiness is the flowers. Delivering is also another part of our business. So it's become part and parcel of how we do business.
Mm.
So yeah, initially it was challenging getting that right, but now it's just, it's day to day. That's what we do.
When did first Happy Bunch first started? What year was this?
We've been around for 2 years, so 2014.
Right, and so the logistics side in terms of your delivery boys, or how many have they grown throughout the years, like?
We actually outsource this portion. It's something that we've tried bringing it in-house, but again, logistics is so crazy how you handle logistics. So we decided, you know, right now is the best time to just let another company handle it because they are so much better at it than we are.
Mm. Yeah. In what way winning the Alliance Bank SME Innovation Challenge for Happy Bunch will help to sort of, you know, escalate your company to the next stage in that sense?
Well, obviously the exposure helps, the media helps, being on BFM helps, things like that. But I think how it would help us, if you're talking about monetary terms, firstly, we would be able to expand geographically very quickly, very aggressively. And part of the money would be great if you could put it towards upgrading our premises. I wouldn't be shy to say that, you know, we really work out of a very modest shop lot. Mm. And as much as it's a very happy place and our girls are so happy to come to work every day, if we can upgrade it to make it look a lot nicer, just more conducive for our girls to come in, it's part of our talent retention strategy, I suppose.
All right. Yeah. Is talent a tough thing to
Not
do at the
at
moment?
Not at all. We haven't spent a single cent on hiring. Every time we needed to hire someone, we've actually put it out on our social media and we get streams of emails coming in. So we've been so fortunate and blessed that we've got the best people without having to pay a single cent getting them in.
And I guess because, you know, being able to work with flowers every day is something that, you know, it helps a lot with the stress,
awesome.
I guess.
Yes.
So we will move on to Spurt Eye in just a moment. This is Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Build financial mountains. BFM 89.9.
This is Open for Business. My name is Jeff Sandu, and I've got two entrepreneurs here in the house. And early on, we heard Joanne Ho from Happy Bunch. Now we're going to hear from Spurt Archie Peng. He's from Parkbox. Yeah. And both of them are shortlisted for the Alliance Bank SME Innovation Challenge. Spurt is recently, just been the start of the show, we heard about what Parkbox is and who do you cater. Yeah. When did it all start? Like, how did this idea come about?
Yeah, we started in 2015, and we have pilot launch in beginning of this year. And how we started this Parkbox is we saw problems in driving's experience that we daily driving to the towns. Mm. We face a lot of problems, like sometimes we meet some friends, we parking in the street, and we having some nasi wange in the street. So at least We face problems like on the street to difficult to obtain the parking sessions, and we get compounded sometimes, yeah. Right?
We double park and triple park.
So it's not because of the drivers doesn't pay. It's due to a lot of reasons that machines are breakdowns most of the in town, yeah. And a lot of coins that we unfit, and those are parking coupons that you wouldn't know where to get all these coupons, and you have to scratch complexities.
Mm. So, and sometimes these machines are complicated though. I mean, especially recently though, some of the new parking machines I think from the councils they're a bit confusing to use.
Yeah. I mean, even though that you have to press a lot of buttons that certain place that you wouldn't know what are the buttons that you have to press in. Mm. So these are the challenges for all these drivers to get easily to obtain their street parking.
So then, how difficult was it then to convince the municipal councils to go this is the way forward, and who so far have you sort of partnered up with in order for Parkbox to be activated?
Yeah, we have launched in Taiping and Kamunting, which is that we have right now for 3,000 plus users. And these are, we direct to the councils sometimes, and some councils that we go through with GLC, which is for examples that might that drive us to the smart cities in Malacca state. Mm. So that we go through a lot of channels towards the, to touch on the local councils.
And have they been open to the idea? Like, do they buy the idea, or do customers buy into this idea?
It's quite straightforward. Yeah. Which is we implement in 2 weeks' time. We just we provide an accounts for them and set up in those are the information zone locations rates. So part of it that they can just immediate to roll out the system. Mm.
And so for Parkbox, how do you make the revenue then? Because you're obviously you don't own the parking space. It's still owned by the municipal council. So how do you then make the revenue?
Yeah, our revenue stream is from the cards from the councils, and upon the drivers are made the parking sessions. Mm. So we take a card from there. This is our revenue stream.
And are the local authorities or the councils notified of the payment for certain parkings? How does it work in terms of it's an app itself, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The local council's officer will have an apps to verify the nearest car, which is the apps that we provide for them. And they can verify through a car plate number. Hmm. So whether they know this car are paid, are not paid, or expired.
Right.
So they can take actions on that.
All right. So from the consumer's point of view, how does Parkbox work? I download the app, and then what can I see from the app? I mean, what's the user experience here?
Yeah. Drivers can easily download through the Androids and iOS, and just register with their profile car plate number. And once they drive to the town, they can just auto-detect the local councils on which are the rates, what time to pay or not to pay. So, it's just a 3-click they done for their street parking. Mm.
Has there been any issues of I've actually made my payment and, the municipal council actually have a summon and is there a dispute so far? Has there any been issues of that?
Yeah, good thing is by using a mobile apps to pay for a street parking is we have a record, we have a history to show that where do we park and which are the street that we park, and what are the local councils and what time, which are the date. then we can prove to the local councils that if there's any discrepancies.
Yeah. What's been the biggest challenge so far in Park Box so far?
Yeah, the challenges that we face is on the speed and also the engaging with the councils. And because dealing with councils that a lot of decisions, levels to go, endorsement, and also how we can speed up in our process in order to roll out in the market as a startup.
Will we see this here in Klang Valley anytime soon? Is there any discussions going?
Right now, we are working with those are the major cities like Subang, Klang, Ampang, and Shah Alam. So these are the councils that we are working closely right now. We hope we can bring more fasters to enroll this into the for the drivers.
Right. And how would winning the Alliance Bank SME Innovation Challenge sort of help Park Box? You know, where do you plan to take the company?
As our business models that we are dealing with local councils, part of the collections, so it involves monetize. So it brings a lot of confidence levels to Park Box, which is on the collections part, which is the councils know who we are, and also that make a trust, more build reputations towards the entire parking industry.
Now, a question for the both of you. In terms of lesson learned here from the Alliance SME Innovation Challenge on a whole, Joanne, probably from Happy Bunch, any lessons that you've learned so far?
I think really it's not about just being one company winning or one company in this competition. And I really like how all the companies come together and we kind of challenge each other, but we also encourage each other. It is really amazing how that synergy happens. And together, you know, we can go so much further.
And the entrepreneurship community in that sense, you know, the passion is there. All right. What about Spurt? What about you?
Yeah, I think we have go through a few like classes and trainings and practicals and theory. So I think a few key main thing that we learned is about the lean marketing, which is really as a startup, you have to understand what the customers have real pain point and what is their needs. And it's like as a leadership, how you influence your teams, your stakeholders, your clients, and also the impactful on the presentations towards the we communicate towards our clients and also the users.
And on behalf of BFM, we wish you all the best, and you know, hopefully we'll hear more from Happy Bunch and also Park Box. You know, I'm sure we will be keeping a very close eye. And I think a lot of people can for Happy Bunch, where can they sort of, you know more about Happy Bunch, or if they want to send flowers to any people, where can they go? What's the website?
Just follow us on our Instagram, Happy Bunch Mai, and our Facebook and website to actually order the flowers. Happybunch.com.my.
Is there a deadline of when I can actually order flowers? Like, you know, how soon can the flowers be delivered?
You can order today by 12:30. You still have 2 hours, Jeff. And it will be delivered today.
Wow, yes. Cool. And what about Park Box? You know, where can we find out more about Park Box?
Yeah, you can follow us in the social medias and also the website www.parkbox.my, and easily can download from the Android Play Store and also the iOS.
All right. Yeah. You've just heard Joanne Ho from Happy Bunch and also Spurt Archie Peng from Park Box. They are shortlisted in the Alliance Bank SME Innovation Challenge. This has been Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.